Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the news headlines on One Love Radio, my name is Alex Sianga. The headlines: ACC calls for more funding to anti-corruption initiatives. Swallowpill Institute calls for prayer and fasting against suicide. And international news: vaccination drive underway against fresh Ebola outbreak in southern Congo. And in sports news, Zambia under 20 women's aims to seal World Cup qualifier at home. Now the news in detail. The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, says it expects the Minister of Finance to prioritize allocations that support anti-corruption initiatives and law enforcement agencies in 2026 national budget. Alliance Against Corruption Executive Director Advocate Knowledge Survey says there is need for adequate funding for agencies like the Anti-Corruption Commission to enhance their capacity to investigate and prosecute corruption cases. He says the allocations of funding for programs on corruption will promote transparency, such as public procurement reforms, asset disclosure system, and citizen engagement platforms. He further says funding for trainings and capacity building program for law enforcement agencies and judiciary will help effectively in handling corruption cases.
For programs promoting transparency, such as public procurement reforms, asset disclosure systems, and citizen engagement platforms. Funding for training and capacity building programs for law enforcement agencies and the judiciary to effectively handle corruption cases. AAC appeals to the President to prioritize anti-corruption efforts and continue to emphasize the importance of fighting corruption and ensure that all government agencies work together to achieve this goal.
Zambia National Marketeers, Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has commended the new Don government for the consistent, transparent and transformative disbursement of the Constituent Development Fund, CDF. Speaking in a statement, ZANAMAKA President Mopila Kamea says the recent handover of 119 brand new ambulances, fully equipped with life-saving facilities and distributed to rural constituents, is not just a government achievement, but a lifeline for the Zambian people. Mr. Kamea says for the informal sector, where most members live and work in rural and peri-urban communities, there is a clear demonstration of a government that listens and acts on the real needs of its people. He says mothers in labor, citizens battling illness, and families in emergencies now have access to emergency medical transport that was once unimaginable.
Far too little to meet the urgent needs of our communities. Under the new Dawn administration, however, the fund has grown remarkably. 2022, it went to 25.7 million Kwacha per constituency. 2023, it went to 28.3 million. In 2024, it went to 30.6 million Kwacha. In 2025, now stands at 36.1 million. This unprecedented increase of more than 1,000.
A social economist says this week, Insurance Week provides a timely reminder of how central risk management is to Zambia's economic stability and long-term growth. Speaking in a statement, Kelvin Chisanga says at a time when the country faces multiple vulnerabilities, from climate change impact in agriculture to raise health risks and business shocks, insurance is no longer considered as a mode of threat, but an operational asset with great necessity in value terms. Mr. Tsenga says Zambia's insurance penetration remains relatively very low at just about 1 to 2% of GBP, meaning most households, farmers and small businesses remain highly exposed to vulnerabilities and shocks. He says the lack of coverage has a broader economic impact and related consequences, as when drought, flood or accident strike, individuals often fall back in poverty while businesses struggle to recover without financial barriers. The Economist says Insurance Week is an important opportunity window to raise public awareness and deepen financial inclusion. Citizen First Party CFP says the current state of the education system is a barrier, is a betrayal, and that for years the country has witnessed a decline marked by statistics of increased enrollment. Speaking in a statement, CFP researcher and political analysis chairperson Leonard Lupia says the Citizen First movement, under the visionary leadership of President Haile Kalawa, rejects the fouled mode and does not see quality and quantity as opposed choices, as quality education for every child.